You're on, are you? After the war, my dad first of all worked in various hospitals. He was very interested in the psychological effects of war injuries and what I suppose came to be known as shell shock. And he spent quite a lot of time in two separate hospitals dealing with these, dealing with soldiers who had this sort of war injury, if that's the right term. And those were in Leicester and later in Chepstow.
Which hospitals do you know?
I don't think either of them any longer exist. I'm afraid I don't know precise details. The one at Chepstow subsequently became a plastic surgery unit, and might be traceable from that point of view. Leicester, I think it was Leicester Frith, but again, memory's a bit vague on that. And Dad was never too happy talking about his time there. After that, he went into general practice, and he ended up being a general practitioner in Cheltenham. And as was the custom in those days, he had additional interests, and he was a general practitioner anaesthetist, and he used to do a lot of anaesthetics at the Cheltenham General Hospital.
This was mostly before the creation of the NHS.
Oh yes, oh yes. I mean, the NHS was started in 1948, and my dad never became an NHS general practitioner. He continued in private practice. This was partly because by that time he was really rather an ill man. He had had a coronary thrombosis in, I think it was 1941 or 1942. He had a difficult time because he was in a partnership of three, and the senior partner died just immediately before the war started. And the third partner had only joined about a year or 18 months before. And the junior partner was in the Territorial Army, and therefore, of course, went off.